A new breakthrough may have emerged from research into Alzheimer's disease, and it popped up, if you please, during cocktail hour over some beer in Bordeaux. NPR's John Hamilton tells us how two scientists found a surprising link between Alzheimer's and an ancient part of the immune system.
Beer has fueled a lot of bad ideas, but in 2007, it led to a good one.
The story from my side starts at Attitude Readjustment Hour.
Rob Moyer studies Alzheimer's disease at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital. It was a Friday afternoon, so Moyer was sipping a Corona, and being a scientist, he was also surfing random scientific papers online.
I cruise wherever my fancy takes me.
On this day, it took him to some ancient molecules that are still present in the immune system.
They've been around 500 million years.
Moyer says one thing these ancient molecules do is wrap themselves around any germ they see. This encapsulates the invader until newer parts of the immune system can get mobilized.
They're extremely important. They're not like legacies from an immune system we don't use anymore. If you don't have them, you're going to die in a couple of hours.
As Moyer read paper after paper, he realized that one of these ancient molecules was nearly identical to a molecule he sees every day.
It looked just like peas in a pod.
It's called amyloid, and in people with Alzheimer's, amyloid molecules clump together to form sticky plaques. So their striking similarity to a molecule that fights infection was really surprising. Even more surprising, on that same Friday afternoon, another Alzheimer's researcher was also drinking Coronas and pondering the immune system.
I was going over gene data in my office right next to Rob's.
Rudy Tanzi was reviewing a list of genes he'd found that were somehow related to Alzheimer's.
I noticed that many of the genes coming up were involved with innate immunity.
Innate immunity is the fancy scientific name for the ancient immune system.
And I was like, well, what does that mean? So I wandered into Rob's office, carrying my Corona in hand, and I said, what do you know about innate immunity in the brain?
The scientists decided to team up. Moyer says they came up with a plan while sipping wine on the deck of Tanzi's house along the coast.
And we spent a lot of evenings out there making a dent in his very nice cellar.
Probably, I think we're a couple of lushes. I mean, you know, it was good Bordeaux. It was much better than the Corona. But
the two men began to discuss a wild idea. What if amyloid was a part of the ancient immune system? What if its purpose was to protect the brain by wrapping up foreign invaders? Moyer says they suspected that the brain produced amyloid for the same reason an oyster forms a pearl.
Maybe amyloid plaques are a brain pearl, and a way for our body to trap and permanently sequester these invading pathogens.
That was a pretty radical idea. For decades, most scientists thought amyloid was just a toxic waste product.
In all of those scenarios, it's bad, 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 bad.
But Moyer and Tanzi thought amyloid was usually good. Unless the brain made too much, then it could kill brain cells and lead to dementia. Tanzi says that idea was not well received by other scientists.
I had folks emailing me, ex-mentors, Nobel laureates, saying, Rudy, have you lost your mind?
So Tanzi and Moyer set out to prove that amyloid really was part of the immune system.
Luckily, neither Rob nor I really have a good track record of listening to people.
The effort took years. But in 2010, Moyer and Tanzi showed that amyloid was really good at killing germs in a test tube. And in 2016, they showed it did the same thing in worms and mice.
It was very clear that amyloid protected against infection, that if a mouse had meningitis or encephalitis, if that mouse was making amyloid, it lived longer.
Today, lots of scientists are studying the link between the ancient immune system and Alzheimer's. And Tanzi says it's become clear that Alzheimer's involves a lot more than just plaques and tangles in the brain.
Even though we really concentrate on these plaques and tangles in Alzheimer's disease, it looks like it's the brain's immune system, the very primitive immune system of the brain, that's gone awry. And the plaques and tangles are part of that system.
The question now is, what's going wrong? It could be that the ancient immune system is overreacting to viruses or bacteria that get into the brain. Or maybe it's confused and is attacking healthy cells, a lot like what happens in diseases like lupus or multiple sclerosis. Moyer says if either of those ideas is right, it may be possible to interrupt the process before it leads to Alzheimer's.
That's a pretty good outcome from a couple of Coronas 10 years ago.
John Hamilton, NPR News.